Welcome to Business Beyond Borders, the go-to podcast for CPA firms seeking transformative insights. I'm your host, Lawrence Whittam, and with each episode, we'll uncover key insights, best practices, and invaluable resources tailored for CPAs. From trending strategies to diving deep into outsourcing and offshoring, our experts will help in all areas of your business. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Business Beyond Borders. So I'm here with Jackie Mayer today and from Tax Plan IQ, who's going to dig into a little bit when it comes to tax advisory and what firms can really think about doing better when it comes to, again, adding these types of services to their business, right? And it's very impactful by doing so. So Jackie, very nice to have you on. I appreciate you joining me. Do you want to give a quick intro about yourself and Tax Plan IQ and what you're doing? Because I know you do a little bit of everything. You do a lot of things.
I do. Yes. Thank you, Lawrence, for having me. So I am a recovering CPA firm owner myself. I sold my firm about a year and a half ago. I had completely transformed it several years ago to leading with tax advisory and planning and had tremendous success around that. And based on that success, I had other firm owners and software vendors that I was using coming to me and saying, hey, can you speak on this topic or how did you do this? And that kind of started growing this network of people that really wanted to learn and succeed in the industry. And so I decided to start coaching others alongside my own business coach named Chuck Bauer. So we've done that program for about 4 years. He's actually moving on to retirement this year. And so we're phasing out that program and there's some new exciting stuff coming up. But yeah, and then I decided to become a software developer too. So I've got Tax Plan IQ.
Yep. Now, so can you tell us a bit? I mean, it's great that you've sort of moved towards the software side as well. Because again, I mean, I personally feel that the profession needs to do more with software. And again, with the rate that AI is moving and things like that, and bring people on that, again, have an understanding of the way that firms work, but also the software engineering perspective. There's a lot of things that if they were to bring them in, they would be able to optimize, make things more efficient, automate things internally. So can you tell us, and obviously you did this for your specific cause, right, with the tax advisory. So can you tell us a little bit about Tax Plan IQ and that specific software, where that problem was that you saw and why you created the software?
So the problem I saw was that we were using 100 different Excel worksheets. All of the high value information that we were using was coming straight out of my brain or someone at a higher level's brain power in the firm. And I wanted to automate that because I kind of saw the writing on the wall over the past few years of the staffing shortages we were having. And I wanted to be able to impact more people. You know, I worked with, we ended up, when I sold my firm, I had 56 clients. So it became very boutique and concierge. But I felt like I wanted to impact a lot more people. And so I'm able to do that through the software, helping accountants who then in turn can help their taxpayers. So it just kind of pulled together all of the random manual workflows that I created throughout the years of my CPA firm that made us really sore when it came to tax planning, from the sales process, which of course accountants hate sales. So I essentially created this method called the ROI method of value pricing, which sells itself. I mean, you present the client with the financial and then intangible things that you can bring to the table as a firm. Shows them the ROI. They're like, why wouldn't I sign up for this? You get to value price it 3 to 5 times more than hourly pricing. And then the software supports you through implementing the tasks. And then we have a whole education library, which I think gets overlooked a lot. We have 120 tax strategies where we're helping you walk through the checklists and templates and all the things you need to be successful.
So I guess why do you see this as an area that firms aren't doing it more? Right. I mean, clearly there's a gap here. There's something where firms, is it the mindset of the firm leaders? Is it what do you see? Like what's that step that they need to overcome to really get into like, yes, I really have to do this?
It's the reactiveness of the profession. So little feels like it's in our control as practitioners. But at the end of the day, if you take a step back, especially getting a coach or mentor is how I was able to kind of see it from a bigger picture. you have to realize, like, you do have control over your day. You know, there's probably going to be some emergencies that pop up, right? And so spend, you know, block an hour a day towards emergency time, or maybe it's go on a walk or have fun time if you don't happen to have an emergency that day, right? The government makes our lives really miserable, but there are ways to set boundaries and really kind of pre-plan a lot of things that we do in our daily practice and firms to take that control back. So I don't blame any accountant for not moving into advisory services. I just try to like share my passion around it and encourage others to do so, because the next writing on the wall is AI taking over more of our compliance day to day, and advisory really being the only thing that accountants can hang on to. And right now we're so focused on the staffing shortage and filling the gaps of technical compliance knowledge. 2 to 3 years from now, once we've filled that gap, we're not going to need those workers anymore, because AI and technology, I think, are going to take over a lot of those basic processes. And so we really need to prepare today for 2 to 3 years from now. If, you know, as long as you're not planning on retiring, then see ya. Good for you. Good luck, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, and again, I think we have a lot of that, right? I mean, we have a lot of people that will be retiring, I think, within those years or over the next 10 years by the sounds of things. However, again, that's even more of a reason that they need to put plans in place for the team members. Because again, a lot of them care about the firms they've built and they want to have that legacy, essentially, right? So they need to make sure that the next set of generations are ready for it. So no, completely agree. I mean, so can you tell us a little bit, again, this sounds like it's a little bit of the coaching and the software elements. I mean, you've got the tool there, you've got the TaxPlan IQ, the tool that you're trying to take a lot of these elements of the sales side. How do I actually price this type of thing? What tax strategies are there that I can even comprehend with some of these clients that I've got, right? Can you tell us a little bit how that fits together with the TaxPlan IQ? And then you've got sort of group coaching and individual coaching as well.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I realize that the majority of what accountants need is a change to their core belief system as to what they can accomplish and what they can't. And so the coaching is imperative for that side of it. Software is not going to replace that. It's not going to replace human connection. It's not going to replace the ethical or like heartfelt beliefs that we have or gut feeling that we have around doing a strategy or not doing a strategy. And so that's where I think the coaching is so important. So right now we do 6-month masterminds where we hone in on 18 very specific topics like time blocking, urgency codes, boundaries, client onboarding guidelines, stuff like that. That's really practical ways for firms to regain that control. And then the software is really just there on the back end to, once you're ready and willing and able to be an advisor, which a lot of people aren't yet, unfortunately. But once they are, the software is there, you know, ready and waiting for anyone to just like optimize 70% of their efficiencies there.
And from my understanding, when we talked before, like it's really actually taking the full, like it'll analyze the clients that you have, analyze the situations and everything. So can you talk about the technical side a little bit? Like what do they have to plug in order to make it work, right? And what does it spit out on the back end as well from the automated side of things, right? And what's their input piece that they need?
This is exciting stuff. I'm such a geek. So I'm not a developer by trade, but I've always loved technology and loved hacks. And so it's so fun to be in the middle of like innovating these things. But we've created, first of all, a chatbot named Jane, J-A-I-N-E. And she is based on ChatGPT-4, but we've layered all of our knowledge and coaching resources onto her to where she's kind of like the smartest tax specialist in the world. Okay, so that's pretty cool in itself. Then people were like, well, that's great and all, but I don't want to have to put any thinking into this.
Yep.
And so while I created the product for people that already knew how to do tax advisory and just wanted to get more efficient at it, I realized there's a huge gap of people that don't know how to do it and still want to get into it and become as efficient as possible. And so we created what's called a wrap feature. I do love rap music, so I think it's kind of funny, but if she reads, analyzes, and then proposes tax strategies just based on the client's tax return. So right now you upload a PDF of the 1040, She'll suggest top strategies, and we are really honing in on this in the next couple months. She can already do this, but what we're doing is we're automating the entire process from end to end, where you literally upload the return. She creates the client, creates the plan, adds the strategies, and you can see like, oh my gosh, Sally Jane client has $50,000 of tax savings here that we haven't optimized. We should probably work on that engagement, right? And so that's what we're really honing in on over the next few months. And it's really exciting with the advents of these large language models and AI, what we can do at tens of thousands of dollars instead of millions of dollars now.
So now, and I would assume at the end, again, we want to be able to automate as much of it as we can, but there's an element there that I would assume that the CPA really has to go in and then look at and say, okay, now let's actually address this. But they can at least see up front that it's worth the time to go in and do some diligence and really talk to the client about certain things as well and feed up into those conversations, right? Rather than wasting time having the conversation through a big checklist and then there's no opportunity there.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, I mean, the next phase of this, which hopefully would be by next year, is that you're literally running every return, at your firm through Jane and TaxOne IQ. And then TaxOne IQ is just alerting you to like the top opportunities that you have for tax planning engagements.
Now, would you say that there's any, let's think about how to put this so that you can actually answer. So I guess from the perspective of like when firms are actually implementing, whether it's your software or just tax advisory in general, right, into it, mm-hmm. and now going through the coaching and starting to do that, do you have any metrics or rough metrics around like what their either profit margins increased by or what their revenue can dip? Typically increased by without having to go out and get new clients? Because this is really like an extra service you're offering your current clients. It's obviously can be a lead generation tool as well, but it's mm-hmm. even for their current clients. Is there any, do you have any rough metrics as to what they can actually add to the business?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. So I know the metrics from my own case study of what I did at Meyer Tax, right? So I started with over 200 clients, very traditional practice. I sold 60%, kept the 40%, and our revenue went from like $350K annually with a couple helpers to, you know, almost $1 million. And we got down at the end when I sold to 56 clients that we were doing this concierge level of service for. So I started in 2010, charging $150 for 1040 annually. And when I ended, a client wasn't paying us less than like $15K a year. And it was just to have that extra set of eyes and that guidance and the strategy around, are we optimizing everything that we can for your situation? It's not that hard, really. I'm not doing super advanced stuff. I don't do any list of transactions. I don't do anything super aggressive. It's all very like tame strategies, like entity selection, baseline stuff that people just aren't taking advantage of. And that kind of drives me nuts when people miss those kind of opportunities. So cool. It's quite a big change when it comes to revenue. When I've seen it applied to other users, to answer your question, we're seeing their value pricing going from, you know, maybe $500 to $1,000 engagement to $3,000 to $5,000 average. And we have produced almost $300 million in tax savings for taxpayers in the about 3.5 years that we've been around in the software too. So it's really cool. Wow.
And now is everybody able to utilize the software themselves, right? Or do you have experts in the background sort of supporting them with those types of things outside of the technical customer support side of it, right? Do you need somebody that helps them implement really, and there's a lot of implementation time, or is it quite cut and dry as to here's how I use it, right? I mean, it's very simple. Like, what does it look like?
Yeah. So I kicked it off because it was kind of a side project when I had my coaching business and a CPA firm. I kicked it off really like as self-service as it can get. So it was meant for kind of tech savvy, early adopters that understood some things about tax planning. They could just dive in, do whatever they need to themselves. We offer a 2-week free trial. There's debate whether we still offer that or not, because a lot of technical tax products like this, you're better off doing a one-on-one demo instead of the trial. But I tend to kind of insist, like, if you don't have a trial, you're kind of a crappy product. So I that's just kind of how I feel about it. But so I'll probably fight to the end that we have that trial that people can just dive in, because that's what I would want to do. But we have shifted it a bit over the years with the fact that people that were already doing tax planning were pretty set in their ways. And so it's hard to switch them into a new software product or convince them that you can do it better. And so we've been taking on a lot more people that are newer to tax advisory and educating them A to Z. And that does involve some handholding. So the answer is it's as much or as little handholding as people need. So we have onboarding sessions now for every single new client. If you're an existing user of TaxMyQ and you want an onboarding session, we just kicked those off a couple months ago. Let us know. We'd be happy to do it. It's been like drastically increasing initial retention of users just to show them some of the basics. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But we've noticed people just want to talk to somebody, you know, and get their questions answered. And then we do have consulting on the back end as well. So we can actually help you craft the tax plan and sell it to that extent if someone wants that.
And now I know that you mentioned that it sort of sits on the in the background of ChatGPT, right? For like it sort of utilizes that. So can you tell us, getting onto that a little bit, and like the co-pilots and things like that? I mean, can you just explain a little bit, as you're utilizing it, right, the power of, again, some of this AI technology, and again, where you see outside of this tax advisory even, but where else you see that firms can really leverage and utilize like this technology, and again, they should really keep an eye out for, because again, you've been in this market, you've grown a business, right, you've done it in that exact way, and I think you've gone the extra mile of now creating the software side of it, which many firms will not, right, but can you give some other areas, because there's so many ways that I see that they can utilize it.
For sure. Okay. Best tip ever. Everything you're doing, just plug in the ChatGPT, say, I'm working on XYZ, how can you help me? And that's going to be the best kickoff. Like, we can't even fathom half the stuff, if not more, that I think ChatGPT, Copilot, et cetera, can do. Every few weeks, I play around with all the different competitor, like large language models. And my favorite last week was Copilot, because they added in ChatGPT-4 and it was actually able to search the internet and get research and data better than ChatGPT-4. But this week, I'm kind of going back to the original ChatGPT-4. Because it seemed more consistent with the way it responded, and I could get it to talk a little bit more like my voice. So if I'm writing a blog, I can give it samples of articles I've written and say, hey, write this like me, or this isn't funny enough, or put something stupid in it, you know, or silly and witty.
Yeah.
So it's really limitless. The front end of your practice is really where it shines through marketing and sales, but there's a lot of back-end processes that it can also do that can really help too. So I say just ask it, right? Ask it what it can do for you.
Yeah, no, I love it. Love it. And I think that was when we went to the Digital CPA conference where we actually met recently. I think that was one of the big things. Like, they actually had a session and they sat us down and they were like, everyone pull out your phones, everyone get the free one. If you don't have the free one, like, just use it, right? And just see what you can
do. Yeah, you just gotta do it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I guess as we start to wrap up, Jackie, is there anything that you have going on over the next sort of year that, whether it's, I know that you're at a lot of conferences, a lot of different aspects where you know that people can learn more about this area, they can come and see you. Do you want to share anything and any good places where people can go to?
For sure. So we are about to launch a ton of educational content resources. It kind of fell off the past few months while we've been really like heads down in the weeds of the software development process. But we're really refocusing on making sure that we bring a lot of value adds to the industry and whatnot again. So I would say go to jackie.cpa and you can navigate to my blogs there. My social accounts are all under Jackie Meyer CPA mostly. I'll be at Scaling New Heights. I have a 2-hour workshop on adding tax advisory. So if you want practicality, that's the place to get it. June is going to be a really busy month when it comes to traveling and speaking. I'm excited. I've got a keynote at a financial advisor conference talking about the future of AI, financial advisory, and accounting, which I think is really going to converge and turn into something special over the next 5 to 10 years. So I'm coming up with a brand new tax planning series. I'm trying to actually get it out there for free, whether on CPA Academy or one of those platforms. And so hopefully I'll have a lot more stuff to come over the next month.
Okay, cool. No, I appreciate it, Jackie. No, thank you for sharing. And again, just to summarize at the end of the day, I mean, Jackie, you've been in the shoes of many of the professionals in this area, right? You've grown it, you've sold the business, right? You've then gone onto the software side and you found the gap and you really developed, again, a solution for it, which is cool. And like you said, it's not about a plug and play necessarily, right? It's a bit of a mindset shift that it takes, right? And the coaching and consulting side to come up first. So, and I know you're all over. I see you all around at the different conferences. So I'm sure people can run into you and pull you aside to have a conversation, but I'll post few of your links below as well. And again, really appreciate you jumping on, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks everyone for joining on Business Beyond Borders, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episodes.
Thank you for tuning in to Business Beyond Borders. I'm Lawrence Whittam, and it's been a pleasure bringing you impactful insights tailored for the modern CPA firm. Remember, the world of accounting is vast and ever-evolving, and we're here to navigate it together. For more resources and episodes, don't forget to subscribe and reach out to our experts. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of your business and explore the limitless possibilities beyond borders.